We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting their first win of the year against Buffalo. Still ranking nearly in the bottom 10 of every single offensive category is the Liberty Flames. You got to hand it to them. They can't run, they can't throw, but they got to
beat Buffalo.
Correct. By the way, this team did score.
Where did he coach from?
Did you not see?
No.
He legitimately built like a preacher's platform. He got a riser. Like he got risers. He had like a makeshift podium built, and then he had the stand that you would use for sheet music. He had that.
But here's the point. His presence on the sidelines made a huge difference.
Exactly.
Because
he could look his kids in the eyes. There's no question. Also, he gave himself the game ball.
He did not.
Well, he claims his players gave him his game ball.
Gave him the game
now,
ball.
There's
you
no,
are such a
For
cynic.
Someone that puts everything on social media, there's no video, there's nothing of his players
you
giving
are
him the game
ball. Such
he,
a cynic.
No, this is a human being that said anytime you knew he was lying, he would start it with, X player came to see me in my office. He gave himself a game ball. Number 7 in our rankings. It was a tough look on Saturday. Jeff, I didn't put a lot of money on it, but I really thought with Kirby Smart being 1-6 covering 30-plus point lines at home, more importantly, there's the pink out. They were honoring the late Wendy Anderson, of course, the wife of Blake. I thought that would be a gentleman's cover. It was 55-0. And I get it. Georgia is a fantastic football team. But come on.
You're not going to...
Come on.
You're not going to just out of respect?
We've shown... I feel like we've shown our
proper respect. Yeah. Okay. All right, so...
We're not judging
Liberty's,
the content
Liberty's
of the character.
Liberty's last, and Arkansas State is second to last.
Well, Jeff, it happened. The University of Arkansas started Nick Starkel, and guess how many points they scored? I'll tell you. They scored 55 points with Nick Starkel at quarterback.
It was dramatic.
Like, it was almost like they looked like an offense. It's weird how there are some heroes out there that said, I cannot respect a football team that starts Ben Hicks at quarterback. It turns out that was a catastrophic mistake.
I got to tell you, your quarterback analysis is... people should listen to the show for Jeffrey's quarterback analysis
There's
alone.
No question. There's no question at
and
all.
And the rare occasion when I read rap lyrics. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You're still going to keep him third from the bottom?
We've plugged it all. Everyone can criticize all they want. There's a formula. We plug the numbers into the system. This is the rankings that they spit out.
But potential to move up now that Nick Starkel's the man, right? Don't you think?
For sure, potential to move up. They still have some really, really
brutal games ahead
of
them. Yes.
They get San Jose State this weekend, though, so that's not a brutal game.
All right. Next.
Jeff, they didn't play this weekend, so that was a good thing for college football fans because we did not have to watch Vanderbilt's offense.
Why are they behind Arkansas, ahead of Arkansas?
Because they actually still have a good defense. Like, they are completely competent
Arkansas,
on defense.
Vanderbilt, neutral field?
Vanderbilt would be favored by roughly 3.
Okay.
2.5, 3. They, of course, take on LSU this weekend. The number's 23. I will be laying all 23. I can already let you know that.
Well, because they won't score.
Exactly.
And so LSU just has a score, and the LSU has...
Yes.
Throws it all over the park now.
At least 3 NFL receivers, if not 5.
Do you think NFL quarterback, by the way? Joe Burrow?
He is making a lot of money this year.
I mean, he was not even a consideration. He was not even a consideration.
No, he's making a lot of money because when you look
Those were tight windows.
I was going to say, if you look at it's not just
the throws,
that he's, it's not that he's just throwing to open guys. It's that he has been remarkably accurate. His timing, and once you see like when he plays in a real offense, he clearly goes through progressions. He's accurate with the football. It wouldn't shock me in the end if he ends up getting drafted for Fromm. It's early, but it wouldn't shock me.
Things evolve over the course of the year. Okay, anyway, so next.
Jeff, they got their first win of the year. It was a no-doubter.
I don't actually think they're that bad.
No.
The problem is the games that are to come now will make them look bad.
That's the problem.
They should be 3-0.
And even as bad as the BYU loss was, BYU's not an ungodly team.
No,
like,
and they dominated
clearly,
that game.
Obviously.
They dominated that game. Yes. They just took the pedal off in the second half because they didn't trust the quarterback.
The only unforgettable one's the Georgia State one.
Yes. Inexplicable, really.
Yes, it's just unforgivable.
When you saw what Georgia State did last week against Western Michigan, got demolished.
Right.
You were thinking, maybe Georgia State's better than... No, they are Georgia State.
That's just the problem.
But they should be 3-0, and then you'd be feeling pretty good about things.
At the bare minimum, they should be 2-1. BYU made some plays down the stretch, and Tennessee got very, very ultra-conservative and tried not to lose. Despite that, you still got to play the right coverage on that type of throw, but at the minimum, they should be 2-1.
Feel good, Vol fans. A little less misery this week, though. That's good. Good for Vols. Yep. Next.
Of course, Tennessee taking on Florida this weekend. They are 14-point dogs on the road.
Is Florida better or worse now that they have a different quarterback?
Better.
You think better?
Yeah, because their receivers are good. And the kid can actually throw. That's kind of a big thing. Coming in at number 3 in the TAMS rankings, the Ole Miss Rebels absolutely sleptwalked and did
that
not look very
really
good at all
that
against
was a
Southeast Louisiana. They take on Cal this weekend.
Was that what that was, by the way? Was that not representative? That was sleepwalking? I think so.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say like Ole Miss.
There's some juggernaut. But.
Right. But yes, I think that was clearly the case of you just played a conference game the week before. You have a fairly big game coming up this weekend. That was the classic, let's get out of here with more points than they have and try to stay healthy. Like that, I've just seen that game 100 times. And the pacing of the game, like Ole Miss jumped out to the big lead and then Selah made a few throws and then they were able to kind of catch Ole Miss in bad looks. Ole Miss controlled the whole game. Which, again, they should do against Southeastern Louisiana. But that's where we are with the TAMS rankings now.
Yes.
Jeff coming in at number 2. Every power ranking still has the Memphis Tigers ranked behind the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Of course,
it's our only undefeated TAM.
It's our only undefeated TAM. But again, Jeff, the numbers are what the numbers are.
Isn't that staggering? You look up after 3 weeks. All these teams, the only undefeated TAM, including they've played another TAM. It's not like they haven't played another TAM, is your Memphis Tigers.
Yes. I mean, when you look at it, the only other team that's played multiple TAMS teams is Ole Miss, and they played Arkansas. They're 1-1. Arkansas and Memphis. I suppose you could say had Ole Miss won that game, they'd be the only undefeated team. But I think if Arkansas plays Nick Starkle, I'm not sure Arkansas would lost Ole Miss.
All right. And so that means you keep State at 1.
Jeff, we've officially flagged State for serious concern. Not for losing to Kansas State in just a disgusting...
Do you think it's a quarterback issue, though?
100%. He tried to give it a go on Saturday. He was clearly not the same. His accuracy was way off from what we've seen thus far from Tommy Stevens. And it looked almost like he was a quarterback that had a shoulder problem.
All right, that is your TAMS rankings.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.